Now, this is a great story, and I want you people to listen to this.
Wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. That's what I truly like to be.
Did you ever notice that the closer we sit to the television, the more distant from history and world events we become? That's why the following is a rumination regarding the meat that goes with a couch potato.
Wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. That's what I truly like to be.
Because today's image-driven so-called political discourse speaks no more to the circumstance of the day than a Calvin Klein ad speaks of the way we have sex. The difference between the meat that is packaged by Calvin Klein and the meat that is packaged by Hormel is strictly circumstantial. Still, I've never understood why people refer to a singles bar as being a meat market. I mean, come on, when is the last time you walked into a Kroger and had the rump roast say,
"Get lost, loser"?
The difference between meat and sentient flesh is the ability to say, "Hell no."
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids, rock.
That's why I am now referring to those followers of a certain right-wing talk show host who have reduced their understanding of political discourse to ditto, the 90s equivalent of Sieg Heil. These people have the free will of lunch meat. And the difference between free will and lunch meat is the ability to say baloney. Rush Limbaugh is a right-wing mountain of lunch meat. Mount Rushmore made of Pickle-loaf. He is the spam of political discourse. Down home, cheap, easily spread, 100% fat, can be consumed by people without teeth, made of the dubious parts of the carcass and digested whole by folks of limited taste and discretion. You know, I was watching a show the other day, and when my level of annoyance reached its peak, I did as I suggest you do at home. I flipped the channel, and I started watching that other fat, lovable symbol of extinction. You know who I'm talking about. Barney the Dinosaur.
Turn your parents in. They're on drugs. We'll all be happy Nazi thugs.
You know, I really couldn't tell the difference between the two, so I started flipping back and forth. Barney Rush, Barney Rush, Barney Rush. As if Air Goebbels had been created by Jim Henson. I mean, look at them. They both really do look alike. Both rotund. Both got this super resilient smirk shellacked across their face. In fact, the only difference that I can tell is that one of them is a guy dressed up as a dinosaur, while the other one is a dinosaur dressed up as a fat guy. Still, they both pretty much preach the same philosophy, which amounts to buy my stuff. Personally, I've never really understood all this right-wing, left-wing stuff. I mean, as far as I understood it, anything with only one wing usually flies in circles until it crashes. Just like those other all-lumbering, prehistoric beasts, the ones that could not adapt when the comet fell from the Mesoan sky and plunged our world into darkness. But what did survive were these scurrying, furry-butted, warm-blooded creatures that eventually became you and I. And we survived because we had interdependency, the ability to love. And today, still, without love, we are just dead meat and couch potatoes. Oh, but making very nice corpses clad in Calvin Klein, I'd like to add. Maybe that's why I keep having this image of Rush Limbaugh's T-Rex bellowing out a victory cry as he rips apart some liberal herbivore. But behind him, in the sky, a comet.